Welcome to another episode of Twat Tech Radio. This is episode 52 on January 2nd, 2006. I'll be your host today, Livin' Dead, and today's topic will be Asterisk at Home. But before I get into that, let me explain what Asterisk is for all you people who don't know. Asterisk is an open source PBX that is written by Digium, designed to run on a Linux-based operating system. It allows people to implement this for much cheaper than a normal PBX. Many companies who make PBXs have even started building embedded systems running Asterisk in them. Asterisk at Home is an open source project that combines Asterisk Festival, the Asterisk Management Portal, and many other plugins into a single operating system which runs on CentOS. This is Red Hat Enterprise that has been stripped down from all the proprietary software, making them able to distribute it for free. It also comes in the package form, which you can download and install on your own CentOS box if you already have it installed on there. Or you can get the whole CD that you pop it in and let it install. Many people have complained about this because on earlier versions, it never told you on the actual CD that it was going to format your drive, and it didn't give you the option to stop the install, it just went straight in. But now on the current version and a few versions back, they have started putting that feature in there. But the main problem with it is it still doesn't give you the opportunity to really customize your computer when you install it. You have to go in after and take out the packages you don't want and then put in the ones you do want. But if you really want to solve this problem, you can just go grab the actual package after you install CentOS yourself and just install it after that. It's very simple. All you do is extract it to a directory and then run the install script, and it will go through and it will compile everything for you and it'll just tell you when it's done. But the great thing about Asterisk at Home is it makes it much easier to learn Asterisk. Instead of having to set up everything by yourself, it comes with the Asterisk Management Portal, which is a web-based GUI that makes it much easier to configure everything. And then you can actually go in through there or through your own box and edit stuff by hand. This simplifies the process of setting up your box, and it makes it much easier to learn how to use it. CentOS also comes with Yum, which is a package management system that is also included in the normal CentOS, though this version uses a different repository from CentOS, I believe, or from a different one from the Fedora core project. So the repository is much more limited, but it does seem to have enough packages in there to get through, and you can always go and get your own packages, or you can compile stuff from source if you need to. Some of the problems, though, with this is, like I said before, it doesn't give you much option to customize in the beginning. You have to go with your default install, and then go through after and configure everything the way you like it. And that can be solved just by going in and installing CentOS first, but it's much easier just to do the regular Asterisk at Home install because you don't have to bother with it. You don't have to bother with setting everything up first and then going through and having to reconfigure stuff after Asterisk at Home package has installed itself, because there are some things that it changes that you have to go back anyways and do. From the name, you see that it's designed much more to run at home, which is kind of true, though it could also be very easily implemented in a business environment without any reason why it shouldn't be. It just makes it much easier to install because it comes with all this stuff and you can still customize it how you want. But running this at home can give you some benefits. If you use VoIP right now, or plan on using it later, you can run all your VoIP lines through here, and you can also connect a PSTN line using different kinds of hardware and connect them all together. This way you can set it up so all your long distance calls go through VoIP and all your normal local calls go through your PSTN line. Or you can use a service like VoIPJet or Newphone, which charges you per minute instead of per call you make. Though it doesn't give you your own phone number, it does allow you to make outbound calls at a very cheap price. Some of the other cool features you can use it as is it can be your own voicemail server, so you can have as many boxes on it as you want as long as you have the hard drive space to store the voicemail. You can make it so people can't call you after certain times, or make it forward to a specific place at certain times. You can give everyone or your different places in your house different extensions, so when people call in, it can only ring a certain person if they only want to talk to one person. Or you can make it so it rings the main line if they want to talk to someone else. And with the AGI scripting and the dial plan scripting, you can do pretty much whatever you want and make it fit your needs. If you're interested in checking this out, you can head on over to asterskathome.sourceforge.net. That's all spelled out in words, no at symbol. Or if you want to jump straight to Asterisk because you don't want to be limited by the Asterisk at Home packages or their operating system, you can go to asterisk.org. For any information you need for Asterisk or VoIP, you should check out voip-info.org. And if you're interested in buying hardware for VoIP or for your Asterisk box, you should check out voxzilla.com. I'll put all these links in the show notes for you so you don't have to go and remember how to spell them all right now or figure out how to spell them. Once again, I've been Living Dead. You can reach me at joker@gmail.com, thj0k3r@gmail.com, and go check out Twat Tech Radio at twattech.org if you're interested in being a host or if you want to get other episodes.